Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
No stealing. Thou shalt not steal. Exodus 20:15. The word translated steal is the Hebrew ganav and is restricted to acts done secretly. It figuratively describes wind sweeping something away unexpectedly. Job 21:18, 27, 20. And illustrates the thief-like movements of military deserters. 2 Samuel 19:4. It would fit the term burglary. Burglary was punishable on a graded scale. A 200% penalty was levied if the property was returned unharmed. Exodus 22:4, 7, and 9. A 400% or 500% penalty if the property was damaged or destroyed. Exodus 22:1. And a 700% penalty if the property stolen was food. Proverbs 6:30 through 31. Personal indenture was enforced if the thief could not pay the monetary levy. Exodus 22:3. The command extends to our care of the property of others. Loss due to negligence is considered stealing. Exodus 22:7, 10 through 13. This would also apply to unfair business practices that defraud either customers or employees. Leviticus 19:35 through 36. In our personal lives, we are expected to repay our debts. Ezekiel 33:15, 18:7, 12 and 16. And pay our taxes. Romans 13:5 through 8. Matthew 22:17 through 21. Failure to do so makes us a thief in God's eyes. The Hebrew word kavah, on the other hand, is used to emphasize the violent seizing of property. It would fit the term robbery. This is the word used in the question, "Will a man rob God?" Malachi 3:8. We should be mindful that disobedience to tithing could also be a dangerous infraction of the Eighth Commandment. May God keep us from either violation as we seek to please Him.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.